And if I could just also salute the first, can I take this? If I could salute the Vice President of South Sudan for his commitment and his constant guidance to us. It is a great privilege for me to say a few words, and it's very important for me to show you that our country stands with you. I am an ambassador. I'm not a man of God. I was always taught as a little boy not to speak in church. But it is a privilege to be here today. I want to say a few words about my country, a few words about our commitment to South Sudan, and a word of hope. The United Kingdom has been an old friend of South Sudan. As many of you of a certain generation know, we were here. We were here in Juba. We still have older friends and relations in our country who used to live here. My own mother came here in 1952. We feel something very special about this country. But it is a very much greater thing than that for us, than the generational question. Our younger people work with South Sudan. Our younger people in our churches, our younger people in our civil society, in our non-government organizations, work with your country and feel passionately about it. It amounts to love for the people of South Sudan. And I wanted to say that because it explains to me why we are here, and I try to convey that message to my South Sudanese friends. We do support the politics of this country. We support the leaders who want to bring peace, the leaders who want to bring principled behavior to this country. But our assistance and our commitment is towards the people of South Sudan. We are increasing what we are giving for the humanitarian crisis here, of course. We are continuing to support education in this country, of course. Those things are natural for us, and I spend part of my time back in my country explaining what is going on in South Sudan and why we need to help. And our ordinary people in Britain are the ones who are contributing to that. We are committed to standing with you. We are committed to staying here, keeping our embassy open and keeping working with the churches, with the civil society organizations, and with the government to improve things at this very difficult time. I think I just want to end with a message of hope. You cannot live in South Sudan without feeling that wonderful hope young people have, and people generally in this country have. However difficult things are, there is hope. Of course, the words of God bring this to us. The words of God are there for us to fall back on always. But it is very striking that as you go off to compete in the Olympics, to play football, to go to school, to get together with your friends, in spite of all the difficulties, you keep alive that hope. And I will just end with the words of an English thinker who was even older than Saint Teresa of Avila. Of course she was a woman, because it is women who teach us everything. And she was called Julian of Norwich. And she was an English mystic from the 14th century. And her words shine out with their simplicity. She said, "All shall be well." And then, "All shall be well." That's what we pray for your country.